Better, isn't it? Yeah, that's better. Well, we got a lot going on at Mass this morning. Michael, our seminarian, is going to speak to you, as Father told you. Later, Sister's going to present the Confirmandi to you. So in order for Mass not to get too long, out of respect for your time, so the Mass won't get too long, this morning I'm going to be brief. And believe me, for an Irishman, that's not easy. I have prepared for you a 14-minute homily, and you're about to get the 7-minute version. I'd like you to do me a favor this morning. For the next few minutes, for the next few minutes between now and the end of Mass, I would like you to be just a little bit selfish. Now, that's not usual. People normally ask you not to be selfish, not to be self-centered and serving yourself, but to serve others. But I would like you this morning to be just a little bit selfish for this reason. I know the congregation pretty well by now. You're all very good people. Majority of you, if maybe all of you probably, you probably spend your week not being selfish, being serving others. You probably go here and do this for that person. You go there and do that for this person, for your people you work with, your family, your community. So what I'd like you to do this morning, I'd like you to internally sit back and relax and say this to yourself. This morning at Mass, I have come here, and I presume this is why you're here, to strengthen my spirituality and to refresh my soul. So this is my time to do that. And I'm not going to think about any of the things that's going on in my life next week or even later today. This is my time to strengthen my spirituality and refresh my soul. And that's very important because you can't give what you haven't got. So sometimes you have to settle down and serve yourself just for a little while, refreshing your soul and strengthening your spirituality. The story that you're about to hear, the stories you are about to hear are true. There are two families. Both families have four children who have now reached their early adult years. The first family, the four children, by and large, are unhappy, unsuccessful failures. Some of them in and out of prison, anything from felony to petty larceny. Most of them can't seem to hold down a job. They sometimes live off their parents. Most of them don't have good lives and good relationships. All four of them, by and large, are unhappy, unsuccessful failures. Not surprisingly, their parents are heartbroken because parents love their children. That's the nature of parents and children. When an infant is born, the parent loves the child. The child doesn't do anything to cause the parent to love it. That's just the nature of parents and children. The parents are brokenhearted because they love their child. The second family, four early adult children. These four children, by and large, are very successful. They all have good jobs. Three of them have good families. They have good relationships. They're successful. They're happy people, and their parents, understandably, are very proud of them and take great pleasure in their children's success and happiness. And they are proud of them and happy because of their success and happiness for the same reason the first set of parents are brokenhearted. They love their children. That's the nature of parenthood. You see, your relationship with God is the same way. God is your father. He's your parent. He loves you. You didn't do anything to cause him to love you. The nature of that relationship between you and God is he loves you. So when you're happy and you're successful, there is no greater honor and glory that you can give to God than to be a happy, successful person. Now think about this. If because God loves you, doesn't it follow he wants you to be happy and successful? Well, if he's God, doesn't it also follow he's given you everything you need to be happy and successful? He's given you the tools, but you have to use them. You see, your happiness and your success, the best analogy I can think of is an education. Parents want to give their children a good education, but they can't give them the education. All they can give them is the tools to get the education. They enroll them in a good school, they buy them books, they buy them computers, they provide a space at home for the children to study, they encourage them to study. But the nature of education is the parents cannot acquire the education, the student has to do the work. The student has to do the studying. All the parent can do is give them the tools. All God can do, the nature of happiness and success, all God can do is to give you the tools. You have to do the work. God has given you your mind, which is designed to solve your problems, but you have to use it. God has given you your personality, which helps you to develop good, close relationships where happiness comes from. But you have to use that personality in a healthy way. God can't do that work for you. You have to make the effort. All right, so I got to make the effort. Well, how do I do that? Scripture tells you, it's pretty simple. Scripture tells you two things that God says in the Old Testament and two things that Jesus says in the New Testament are the same thing, and both God Yahweh and God Jesus say these two things over and over again, and they are: number one, don't be afraid. And number two, have faith. Don't be afraid. Fear blocks the mind. You have a very strong mind, but when you're afraid, that mind doesn't function as it should, and it won't help you. Don't be afraid. Have faith. Have faith in what? Have faith in God? Certainly. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in the future. Have faith in your family. Have faith in the country. When you don't have faith, you can become discouraged. Discouragement can lead to depression, sadness, paranoia. Lack of faith warps your personality. And when you have a warped personality, people aren't comfortable around you. And when they're not comfortable around you, you're not having close relationships, so you won't be happy. So you see, the formula is very simple. God wants you to be successful and happy. Number one, don't be afraid. Make a decision. Number two, have faith. Do the work. Work hard. Be successful. Be happy. Make God proud of you. That's it. I'm all done. Thank you. And our seminarian Michael is now going to talk to you.
Morning.